by returning home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, as it is said, Tetevidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu darashaya ye bahir artha manina. People without spiritual education do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Forgetting this aim of life, they are working very hard in disappointment and frustration. Mogaisha moka karmano moka jnana vichaita saha. The so-called Vaishyas, the industrialists, or businessmen, are involved in big, big industrial enterprises, but they're not interested in food grains and milk. However, as indicated here, by digging for water, even in the desert, we can produce food grains. When we produce food grains and vegetables, we can give protection to our cows, the cows. While giving protection to the cows, we can draw from them abundant quantities of milk. And by getting enough milk and combining it with food grains and vegetables, we can prepare hundreds of nectarian foods. We can happily eat this food and thus avoid industrial enterprises and joblessness. Agriculture and cow protection are the way to become sinless, thus be attracted to devotional service. Those who are sinful cannot be attracted by devotional service, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 7:28. Yesham tvandakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanva moha nirmukta vajante mam drida vrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. The majority of people in this age of Kali are sinful, short-living, unfortunate, and disturbed. Manda sumanda mateyo manda bhagya upadrutaha. For them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Hari nama, Hari nama, Hari nama va kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gantir anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. This life just failed. Translation. One can do, maybe plug that in properly. Something else. There it is. Something to do with that bad connection. So, I think we have to fix it. Anyone here knows how to fix these things? Yes. Okay. What's that? As one can derive fire from wood, milk from the milk bag of the cow, food grains and water from the land, prosperity one's livelihood from industrial enterprises, so by the practice of bhakti yoga, even within this material world, one can achieve your favor or intelligently approach you. Those who are pious all affirm this. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadhyade Siddharane. In the purport, Prabhupada stresses a number of things, because it's a very long purport. One of them is about the value of milk. The other is about how to approach Krishna, one needs brains. There are two different aspects of devotional service. One is seeking for liberation out of the material body concept of life, and that depends upon intelligence. And then after liberation from the bodily concept of life, one develops one's feelings more, trying to get Krishna's mercy. Therefore, it says, Matshita Matshkata Prana Bodhiyantash Parashparam Katayantasram Nityam Tushanti Charamanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees, they dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. So in that particular verse, there are two things, prana and citta. Prana means life force, and citta means our consciousness. And then there are two different levels of devotional service by which the devotees experience Krishna consciousness. One is tushanti, and the other is ramanti. So tushanti means that by advancing in buddhi yoga, in devotional service, by the use of our intelligence, we can go from desiring relief from distress and desiring a comfortable material existence to satisfying our acquisitiveness about the ultimate goal of life, to actually be situated in Brahman and understand our eternal position. So that has a lot to do with developing a buddhi or intelligence by which we can discriminate between what is favorable and what is not favorable towards coming to the mode of goodness, where we become liberated from the material concept of life. And after one is liberated from the material concept of life, buddhi is not so important or as important, that kind of discrimination, because one is no longer attracted by material things, so he's not disturbed in any circumstance, and therefore he doesn't have to be so much concerned of what's favorable or what's unfavorable. That's called spontaneous devotional service. One has an attraction for Krishna, and in any circumstance, one remains Krishna conscious. So all the rules and regulations don't become so important for the devotee on the liberated platform because he's attracted already to Krishna, which is the goal of all the process of sadhana bhakti. On the other hand, the liberated soul generally knows exactly what's to be done, what's not to be done, because he's experienced, and therefore he usually works in such a way as to show an example for the neophyte devotees so they can know what's favorable and what's not favorable for coming to the platform of liberation and of eventually spontaneous pure devotional service. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada here stresses milk, that in modern civilization, people are sinful. We already know that. But that sinfulness, the most sinfulness of it, comes out in the fact that they're killing the cow, the symbol of religiosity. That the cow is a symbol of religiosity because it gives milk, which is the only food that's given out of love. Bees do not give their honey out of love. Plants, the trees don't give their apples out of love. The only thing that's given, the only food that's given out of love is milk. So, to instead of accepting the milk, which creates a devotional feeling within the drinker, they kill the cow, which is the symbol of religiosity. Then the result is that instead of making advancement towards liberation, they make advancement towards the darkest of ignorance. Of course, nowadays, even those who are vegetarians, many of them decry drinking milk. Of course, milk has also been adulterated by so many chemicals, by so many processes like pasteurization and homogenization, which render milk extremely difficult to digest and therefore is generally not considered to be appropriate for most people who don't have such a strong digestive fire. Plus, there are other factors. But probably, therefore, wanted us to have our own farms where we could actually protect cows. The problem is that the devotees are not enough in the mode of goodness to appreciate the value of protecting a cow. they think the cow is a burden. It's like having a child and you have to spend your whole time with the child, you have to stay at home, you can't go flying here and there. Of course, fortunately, because of Kali Yuga, people are locked down in one place, so maybe they'll appreciate more having some food available in the form of a cow where they can get some milk. Maybe they'll take care of the cow. But generally speaking, most devotees, even devotees, don't have the patience to even take care of a cow. They'd rather go to the store, work somewhere, or beg from the government, go to the store and buy the contaminated milk that's produced from not so happy cows. In any case, Prabhupada had some idea about self-sufficiency, farm projects, and etc., etc. And this is essential for towards liberation. If we think we're devotees, we're already liberated, we're already in pure devotional service, then we're an illusion. we're unconscious. We're not that much more conscious than even the karmis are. Because the karmis, at least, are in ignorance, but we're an illusion. Not only we're in ignorance, we think we're this body, but we're an illusion that we're liberated. So that's even more difficult. If you think you're liberated when you're actually in ignorance, you're definitely not going to try very hard for make any progress, because you already think you're already there. And things like cow protection, these are unnecessary. These are just some kind of sentiment that people have. As a matter of fact, in India, because people have some sentiment towards cow protection, sometimes the devotees take advantage of that and they sponsor a cow, support a cow, give money to support this poor, useless animal. Actually, it's supposed to be the other way around. The cow is supposed to support us. It's supposed to provide the economic foundation for civilization. Not that this ugra karma that people are performing is supposed to support the cow. It's become upside down. And the reason for that is the devotees don't want to live so simply. They become attached to technological society, and therefore the cow cannot provide enough milk in order to support the finances necessary to support a life based on technology. Prabhupada used to point out that when he came to New York, he was very surprised. This was even, I guess that's 1966, where we're talking like at least 60 years ago, 70 years ago almost. No, 65 years ago. Is that right? No, that couldn't be right. 55 years ago. That's a long time ago for most people. When Prabhupada came, he was surprised because he was talking to the mothers of one of his disciples. And the devotee was probably maybe 20 years old or something, a little bit 22, 23 years old. So Prabhupada asked the mother, "When are you going to get your son married?" And the mother replied, when he can afford it. So Prabhupada was amazed, because in India, even the people driving rickshaws, they have a wife and some children. They can afford it. But in the wealthiest country of the world at that time, even when had a job, he will not be able to support a wife and children. So we made everything so complicated that people can't even, in modern civilization, things are so complicated that people are simply working hard to support their complications. They built cities supposedly for convenience, and that people have to work hard just to live in a little box in a supposedly convenient city. The only jobs are in the city that they can, and after working hard, they have to pay rent, and the rent is so expensive that all their money practically goes to rent, and they can hardly get anything left over to buy any food. And since everyone's working to buy for support some industrial complex, even the food that's being produced, the agriculture for mass consumption, is of the poorest quality, filled with chemicals, insecticides, herbicides, and pesticides, whatever, and genetically modified. So people can live in the city, work like extremely difficult and ugra karma jobs, so they can pay for their little box that they live in, and at the same time pay for some food which is even the animals wouldn't want to eat. So this is called Kali Yuga. People have lost their intelligence because they've lost the purpose of life. They have no buddhi. They have material intelligence. They're cunning because they're sinful. They've learned how to cut millions of animals' throats in the name of advancement. But as far as buddhi, what the purpose of life is, they have no clue. And therefore, they make propaganda that milk is poisonous and drinking blood and other things are very good. They have no idea what's to be done and what's not to be done. They'll say, don't drink milk, but then they'll wear leather shoes. They don't mind, and they have no connection between the two. They have their leather pocketbook, they have their leather shoes, their leather jacket, but they're vegans. They don't want anyone to drink milk. Because if they drunk milk, they might get enough brains to realize that they're being hypocritical. On the other hand, other people are drinking milk, but they don't know how to drink the milk. They don't know whether it's being digested or not being digested. They eat ice cream in the winter. I guess it has milk in it nowadays. In the dead of night when it's freezing, and they get a cold and they blame it on the milk. They don't blame it on the fact that they don't know what's proper, what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat. But everything that goes wrong, they blame on something other than their lack of intelligence. Because they're not being supplied with any real knowledge. They don't know they're eternal. They don't know how to get out. They don't know the goal is to get out of the bodily concept of life. They don't even know what's the difference between what to do to become healthy and sick. They think one size fits everything. Someone comes up with her, just even in our movement, we used to have these things called K, Formula K or something. They used to call it Krishna K. You probably went around there. And everyone was buying this product, which was supposed to help you live forever, practically speaking. So every devotee bought it, as if one thing would solve everyone's problems. It lasted for a few months, a year or so, and then it disappeared. The next fad came along. The next savior. Protect us from all sinful reactions. So one doesn't know, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ukramantam Sitim Vapi Bhunjana Vagunanvita Vimudo Nandapa Shanti Pashanti Jnana Chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of nature, the modes of nature, but those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. So Bhagavad Gita tells us what kind of body we have under the modes of nature. Unfortunately, in this age, everyone is born Shudra, and they become less than, by modern education, they become less than an animal, according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura. And therefore, everyone is pretending that they're an administrator or a Brahmin or even a Vaishya, and you can't even find a good Shudra. everyone doesn't know what the qualifications to do a particular service are. And therefore you have people who are managing society, but they're less than shudras, because there's no training of what the goal of the management is. There's no training what the goal of education is. People have university degrees and teaching, and they're completely in the bodily concept of life, and they're teaching others to become more and more absorbed in the bodily concept of life in the name of so-called education. They're not helping people advance. They're part of the process of degradation. Therefore, one should know what one's capacity is. And whatever it is, if one engages in the Sankirtan movement with the knowledge of the eternality of oneself and one's service to Krishna, then one may do something good for oneself and others. And in the course of time, to maintain the body healthily, one should understand something about the science of not eating too much or eating too little, sleeping too much or sleeping too little, being regulating one's habits of eating, sleeping, work, and recreation. Just some common sense of how to live in the material world and not get entangled in ignorance, in the modes of nature, and degrade oneself. Then one can actually make progress towards liberation, and when one is actually liberated, then one's natural feelings towards Krishna will be awakened, and then we can actually become conscious of Krishna, because Krishna will reciprocate only the loving feelings of the devotees. And we may have some loving feelings now, but they're also clouded over by so many anarthas and aparads. So we have to get rid of them so that eventually our natural feelings, our natural consciousness of Krishna will be awakened by Krishna's mercy, and our natural feelings will be awakened, and therefore we can actually develop towards pure love of Krishna. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Avaduta Roy Prabhu has a few questions. The first is, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati writes, from the go or cows of Goloka, all sacrifices emanate. From go, all the demigods are manifest, and from go, all the Vedas consisting of six limbs are born. Question, how from the cows, demigods, and the Vedas are manifest?
You have to read slowly because I couldn't understand.
I'm sorry. How from the cows, demigods, and the Vedas are manifest?
No, I couldn't understand the first part.
Mm-hmm. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati writes, from the go or cows of Goloka, all sacrifices emanate.
From the go or the cows in Goloka Vrindavan, all sacrifices emanate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And from go, all the demigods are manifest.
And from the cows, all the demigods are manifested.
And from go, all the Vedas consisting of six limbs are born.
And from the cows, all the Vedas consisting of the six limbs are born.
Question, how from the cows, demigods, and the Vedas are manifest?
It's too esoteric for me. I don't know.
And then there is another question. Someone gave a meaning of Bhagavan as Bhaga, fleeing and Vana forest. Thus, Bhagavan means God who flees to the forest as Krishna did in Vraj. He preferred forest life with the cows, gopas.
No, Vana means that which possesses. I don't know, Vana, Bhagavana. I never. Then we have Narada, we have Gyanavan, so the knowledge of the forest. We have Narada Muni being called Bhagavan too, sometimes, or Parasaram. So, I don't know. I mean, you can take Sanskrit and you can make so many nice things out of it. But I never heard Prabhupada say that Bhagavan, Van means the opulence of the forest. That's not how we ever interpreted it, so I don't see why I should comment on it. Anything else?
He just wrote to the end that Chaitanya traveled through the forest to preach in the Jharikhanda forest. What do you think?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't spend so much time in the Jharikhanda forest. He spent most of his time in Jagannath Puri, feeling separation from Radha Krishna, or traveling in order to preach Krishna consciousness, not just to the tigers and a few deer in the forest, but to the human beings, so they could become Krishna conscious. We don't find any particular Sankirtan movement currently amongst the tigers. Or the deer, or the other animals in the forest. So it was just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displaying the potency of the Sankirtan movement, not necessarily our particular emphasis on who we're going to deliver in this age. Anything else?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about how much Srila Prabhupada wanted farm communities to be established just to reverse this topsy-turvy way this world is going. So we have many, many city temples. As compared to that, we have very few farm communities. So as a city temple, what can we do to move towards having a connection or even starting a rural farm community center?
Well, you need householders who are enthusiastic about it. It doesn't start. You can't wave a magic wand and it happens. So probably the first thing is that the householders have to practice Krishna consciousness in their homes so they actually have some value of Krishna consciousness. If they don't have a sadhana in their homes, then they'll be absorbed in trying to maintain the technology in their homes, with their phones and the computers and this and that and the internet. And therefore, unless they get a higher taste of practicing sadhana bhakti, why would they move to a place less materially sophisticated? Because there, one has to practice Krishna consciousness also. The idea of simple living is simply to facilitate or make it easier to practice Krishna consciousness.
And that is the best environment for raising children also.
Yeah, if your goal in life is to raise them in Krishna consciousness, of course you want to give them a simplified life so they don't get entangled. It's thinking that the goal of life is to become a lawyer or a doctor and make money, so you can get three houses and with a swimming pool and have the air conditioning working all the time and bring your children, send them to Harvard and Yale.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, I wanted to ask, what if we move to the farm, but from there we cannot... preach. We don't have to whom to preach there.
Well, not everyone should move to the farm unless the civilization collapses and we'll have no choice. Going to the forest looking for some nuts to eat. But those who are not preaching, they should move to the farm. Otherwise, they're just maintaining their family life, which is, you know, like a desert. Better to lose, as Prahlad Maharaj told his father, Varam kato yad darim ashriyet, yeah. Better to move to a place where you can cultivate spiritual life as easy as possible. Get out of the distraction of modern civilization. Anything else? Kuala, Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Kijai.